Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2194, Imagination Renovation LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a furniture making and repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Rust Road, approximately 0.25 miles south of Harbison Road, Route 5. The 911 address is 20601 Rust Road, Harbison. The tax parcel is District 234, map 4, parcel 10.32. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis and exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the Del Dot service level evaluation, and comments from the Sussex Conservation District and Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Mr. Hutt, the average hearing this evening so far has only been 11 minutes long.
Pressure.
Just want to point that out to you.
Just an interesting fact this evening. Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with the law office of Morris James. Thank you to the commissioner and all the commissioners and the staff for having 4 hearings this month. I appreciate you doing that, and hopefully we can get you out of here quickly tonight so that this evening will be a little briefer than maybe some of the others.
Well,
if
we're going to have all this regulation, the least we can do is give good service.
Well, appreciated. This evening I am representing the owners of the property that's on the screens around the room, as well as the applicant. The property is owned by Marcel or Renee Smith and Philip Borks, and the application is has been filed, or the applicant this evening is Imagination Renovation LLC, which is a cabinet and a furniture making and repair business. With me this evening is Philip Borks, who is, as you just heard, one of the owners of the property, and he's also one of the principals of Imagination Renovation. As indicated, tonight's application is for a cabinet furniture making and repair business. At the rear of the property on the screen, you can see there are 2 buildings back in the triangular point that forms the very rear of this property, and those would be the properties, the buildings that would be used in the furniture making and cabinetry making business. By way of quick background, the property that is the subject of tonight's application is located on Rust Road, which is located in the greater rural southern Harbison area. If you were to head from here towards Harbison on Route 9, and if you made the turn made a right-hand turn at Route 5 at the New Royal Farms, you would, of course, go past Allen Harim on your right. Probably the next road that most people are familiar with is Doddtown Road. If you continued south on Route 5, it would be the next road. Rust Road would be the next road on your right, which is where Ms. Cornwell has the cursor currently. If you looked at the exhibits that were submitted as part of the exhibit notebook, tab 2 was the deed for the property. You would see that Ms. Smith and Mr. Borts recently acquired this property, actually at the end of February of this year. They acquired the property to enjoy a more country setting than they had the home they had previously lived in. And in addition to enjoying the size of the parcel and the home on the property, they are hopeful, and we're hopeful, that the 2 buildings at the rear of the business could be, or at the rear of the property could be used in their business. It's their understanding that the seller was a contractor or builder and used the buildings similarly in his line of work. As you can see on the screen, the property is 5 acres and is a large parcel similar to the other properties that are located and situated along Rust Road. The property itself is zoned AR1, as is, as you know, most of the property in Sussex County. On the 2018 future land use map, it is designated as a low density area. And when you combine those 2 factors, that is why tonight's application is for a conditional use, as that will, of course, allow the Planning Commission and County Council to carefully tailor the use to fit the surrounding area and neighborhoods. In your exhibit notebooks are the usual array of zoning maps and the showing the area. It's very similar to what you have on the screens around the room right now. In addition, in the exhibit notebooks and in addition to what the Planning and Zoning Office provided, you'll see DelDOT's response to the service level evaluation request, indicating that it views the impact on traffic to be negligible, and of course, no traffic impact study was required for a use of this nature. The survey or site plan, preliminary type site plan for this, is located at tab 5 in your exhibit notebook. It looks very similar to the tax map that is on the screens around the room. And as was already highlighted, the buildings are to the very rear of the property. The two existing pole barns, the larger one that you see on the screen, is approximately 4,000 or so square feet. And the smaller one at the very rear point of the property is a little bit under 400 square feet. I was fairly certain that there are probably not all of you would be familiar with what Imagination Renovation does. So in the exhibit notebooks, we took some snippets off of their website, and you can see that it is a custom cabinetry, built-ins, and furniture making business. They also repair furniture and cabinetry. The proposal for the conditional use is that the two buildings you see at the rear of the site would be the workshop where the cabinetry and furniture is constructed and then, of course, taken to the customers' homes for installation. There is very little customer or retail traffic that would occur here as that occurs at the customers' homes. In a discussion with Imagination Renovation, generally they have somewhere between 2 to 4 cabinet makers or apprentices that are working at the site or at their building. They currently are in a industrial park in the Dagsboro area where their shop is currently located. The business typically, the hours that they typically work right now are between 8 and 4 or 4:30. I'm about to hand to Ms. Cornwell some proposed findings of fact and conditions. In there, you will see that I extended that a little bit on either end to be a little more generous so that nobody got caught right as the day began or the day ended. And what was proposed for the hours of operation are 7 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturdays with no Sunday hours. Mr. Bortz told me just a few moments ago that I think over the course of the past 2 years, they've only worked like 2 or 3 Saturdays period, and that was for a couple of hours. So we're being a little overly generous in that time frame, just so nobody gets caught short on that. This use will likely be unnoticed by most people because of the location of the buildings on the site and because all of it is indoors. The materials are stored indoors and the work occurs indoors as well as they construct and repair cabinetry and furniture. Well, I certainly wouldn't encourage this, and I know I'm at the wrong place if I were to try to encourage this. This is frankly one of those businesses that could probably fly under the radar for a very long time because it's located well off the road and there is very little traffic other than an employee or two coming and going and sometimes a subcontractor coming to pick up supplies or pick up the cabinetry to be installed somewhere. The property, of course, Mr. Bortz and Ms. Smith live at the property, so there's built-in security for the use that's on the property. And as was indicated, most of this, or I'm sorry, all of this occurs indoors. That's actually one of the proposed conditions that is going to be submitted to Ms. Cornwell. As I indicated, there's no real retail sales. The only time a customer really comes to visit the site is if they want to see the work in progress, if they want to, you know, maybe get some colors or see what it looks like as it's being constructed. But other than that, the visits occur at the customer's home and throughout that process. The as we all recognize, this is obviously a busy construction area for new homes, and so this type of business has a great deal of work in the area. And the conditional use tool is appropriate because this business is public or semi-public in character and for the convenience and welfare of area residents, and also promotes the convenience, orderly growth, and prosperity of the county. The staff analysis that was provided in this matter indicated that if you zoom out a little bit on this, there are several other conditional uses in the area. And I would note that, like many conditional uses, those conditional uses, one is the landscaping type business, a used car business, those have some of the typical nuisance type concerns which the Planning Commission and County Council work to address through the conditional use process to avoid those day-to-day, what some people refer to as nuisances, such as odors, noise, backing up heavy machinery, and those types of things. And this is actually an application that does not have any of those things because it's indoor activities. It would just be an employee driving back to the building and then going inside and conducting some work. I'm going to, as I promised several times, I'm going to hand some proposed findings of fact and conditions to Ms. Cornwell. One of those conditions is an unlit sign not greater than 32 square feet in size, and the hours of operation that I just indicated a moment ago. Again, if it weren't for the sign, I suspect that most people would have no idea that imagination and renovation were there. Mr. Bortz has spoken to many of the neighbors since he's lived there in these past couple of months. Most of them actually live out of state. These are vacation homes or second homes for them. One is an Airbnb, but none of the neighbors had any, when he spoke with them, had any objections to this. If I may, I'm going to hand the proposed findings of fact and conditions to Ms. Cornwell, and then myself and Mr. Bortz are available for any questions that the commission or staff may have.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Hutt. And we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
How do materials get to the building?
They're driven there by delivery trucks. Mr. Bortz, you're certainly welcome to, if you could introduce yourself to the commission.
Hi, I'm Phil Bortz, one of the partners in the business. We get, on average, one tractor trailer delivery of lumber per month. Because our projects are usually on the smaller side and are custom, oftentimes we just go to a local lumber yard and pick it up.
Will there be any storage of any materials outside?
No, ma'am. The woods that we use can't be left outside.
Well, I'm assuming that you'll be doing shellacs or stains or paint.
Not outside.
No, okay. That's just wanted that on the record.
Sure.
And it is one of the proposed conditions that you haven't seen yet.
That I haven't seen yet. Okay. Otherwise, how many parking spaces does it matter?
It will be based on the square footage of the building or the number of employees.
And there is adequate room, as you can see on the aerial imagery, for parking for the limited number of people that actually work there.
Is this conditionally used for the whole property or just the part in the back?
I would say for the whole property because that's what we filed for, but it really is the rear portion of the property, whatever's necessary for the buildings and to adequately park it.
Okay. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Okay. Jonathan?
You qualified the number of employees or not? How many employees?
I think you said two to four.
And I again, to leave enough room there, if there's going to be, I did not propose any conditions with respect to the number of employees, if six or something like some number, so that Mr. Bortz didn't have to return here if the business grew larger than they expected in the next, 2 years or so.
So can you get a tractor trailer down? The tractor trailer will come in down your paved driveway.
Yes, sir.
It's very well concealed back there. You can't even see the building.
I agree. I think, as I indicated, I think this could probably fly under. It's not the right thing, but it could probably fly under the radar.
Until that tractor trailer pulls in back there.
That would be a sign.
No other questions.
Thank you, sir. Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, are you spraying your finishes? Do you have a spray room? Spray
booth? We do have a spray room. Yes, sir. Water-based latex paint only. We do not use any caustics or oil bases, lacquers.
No other questions. Okay. What else?
No, thank you.
Sam?
You said you do some refinishing. Would clients be bringing their pieces that you'd refinish to the property?
Well, my partner My partner was in business for 10 years before I became a partner 2 years ago. In the last 2 years, I would say we've had four people that are previous customers who have shown up with a broken chair leg or an end table that they ask us to fix. But we don't advertise business hours on the website. In fact, the reference was made to an outdoor sign. I'm probably going to put a sign on the building, but not out on the road. It's not that I discourage customers, but they oftentimes ask way too many questions and get in the way. Everything's custom built. We do all the measurements in a customer's home, and that's kind of our thing, is we custom build it to fit your space, so there's no need for them to come. We don't have a showroom. We don't have examples. We do it all by pictures and in their home.
Thank
you. All right.
No, thank you.
Any chemicals or anything like that that are used on site that are emitted anywhere?
We use a wipe-on polyurethane on a couple of small pieces, but other than that, no, sir.
And there's no, is there any welding or any metals fabricating there?
No, it's all wood.
All right, thank you.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2194, Imagination Renovation LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2194? Does anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.